Boston Red Sox are one of the most significant franchises in all of professional sports. They seem to be in the pennant race every year. Fenway is always filled, and they won two World Series in 4 years in the mid-2000s. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sports and Commentary today. Greg Stewart with you. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online to give or learn more at WWIB.com. Infielder Rico Petrucelli played over 40 years ago, but the Bo Sox lifer still ranks as one of the greatest all time in Beantown. He was in a Sox uni for over 1,500 games with 773 RBIs and 210 home runs, and always one of the best defensively in the game. The 74-year-old Petrucelli is back with me on the show today. So we've had a chance, Rico, in our previous conversations to talk about baseball in your era, the Red Sox, how things changed with that first World Series you played in, the Impossible Dream World Series. Now let's visit about the biggest decision you ever made in your life, and that is to be a follower of Jesus. How did that happen? What's the story behind you accepting Christ as your Savior?
Yeah, I in 1969 I hit 40 home runs, and everything was great. You know, I mean, baseball, my sports was my God, I guess you could call it at the time, because everything, you know, I relied on that for income, for, you know, everything that a person wanted to achieve. And, you know, if you had a good year, well, you felt comfortable. You say, well, they probably won't trade me. You know, I had a good year. You could stick around, or, you know, they wouldn't release me. There was no free agency at the time. But anyway, in 1969, yeah, that was a year. So we had our fourth child in August. And then we went to a anniversary party for Carl Yastrzemski and his wife, 10th anniversary. And my wife was having some problems and told me about it, and woman problems, if you will. It was bleeding. And so we went and went to the doctor, and he checked her out and cauterized her. And then it started happening again. And we went back to the doctor, and he says, well, I'm going to take some tests. Call us back a week later and said we got some bad news. She had cancer of the uterus. And, wow, you can imagine, I almost fell off the floor. And we looked at each other, oh, my God, what do we do now? So the doctor says, well, we can operate, give a partial hysterectomy, and hopefully that we'll get it all, you know, and that it can spread. So he said, 5 years, after 5 years, if it doesn't occur again, you know, we know we got it all. So, oh, my goodness, we had to wait 5 years. So, I mean, each year was just more pressure. Is it coming back? We had four children. We were both 27 years old, and wow, you know, everything was sports until that time. So anyway, I was experiencing really depression, trying to play ball. I was not in a good mood. You know, I was not a good teammate. I yelled at my teammates and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It was too much. So finally, the fifth year, 1974, I really was, oh, my, I mean, I was just really down and down. So one night, we talked, and we finally said, let's pray. Let's get down on knees and pray. I hadn't gone to church for I don't know how many years. And and so we got down on our knees and said, dear God, we hope you hear us. You know, help, we need your help here. We can't do anything. And okay, you know, so got up and went to bed, and then we went on the road. The team went on the road, and when we came back, there was a guy in the clubhouse. Now, to get into the Red Sox clubhouse, you have to be like the Invisible Man. You know, you could turn invisible and then become visible again. Well, nowadays they have machine guns in on the walls when they come out, when somebody is not supposed to be in there comes in. So, yeah, his name was Pat from the south end of Boston, Brockton. And he's shaking hands with guys and saying, I'm going to be praying for you. You know, God bless you. So they called upstairs and they said, some guy is in here telling these guys he's going to pray for them and all. Who is this? Nobody knew who he was. And so I went over, you know, said, hello, Pat. Yeah, I'm from Brockton. Geez, you got a cup? You got time for a cup of coffee? So we went out, talked about it. He had a son with cystic fibrosis, 8 years old. Well, he had a daughter and another son. But this one was, cystic fibrosis at that time, especially with kids didn't live till they were, you know, 12 years old. I mean, not 12. So anyway, I said, how'd you handle it? He said, we just prayed. I mean, we prayed and we just gave it to God. And I was so committed that I went to a seminary and became a minister, and he wanted to have a sports ministry. And of course, he loved the Boston Red Sox. So he took a shot at coming in, right? What a coincidence, huh? we went. I told him my situation and my wife, you know, I mean, we're young. I'm nervous. I'm depressed. He says, well, you know, consider having this personal relationship with Christ. I says, you know, I would just go to church as a kid. I was an altar boy, all that stuff. He says, no, this is different. And I said the word before. He said, you know, you have to commit. Here it is. Commit yourself to Christ. I said, what do I got to do? See, I thought of, at that time I got to become a minister or go out in the street and preach, you know. I didn't know what it entailed. So he said, well, we'll pray, and I want to give you a Bible. I said, what's that?
Wow.
He says, just read John, book of John. So we prayed. I accepted Christ.
Oh, wonderful.
Rico Petrucelli, there you go. The story of how he found Jesus as his personal savior. The Boston Red Sox Hall of Famer, thank you for coming back and sharing. What an encouragement. What a thrill to hear how Christ entered your life and you're a new creation in him, Rico. Appreciate it very much, and hope to get in touch with you again on the show. God bless you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.